This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. Jessica lives in a neighborhood known as Rich. Jessica likes life. The only thing about life she would change, if she could, is that she would set it all to music. The Tates have more secrets than they do money. We're approaching Mary Campbell's house. Mary, too, likes life. Unfortunately, life doesn't seem to be too crazy about her. As you can see, the Campbells don't have nearly as much money as the Tates. They do, however, have as many secrets. In last week's episode of Soap, Jessica came back after walking out on Chester and told him if he was ever unfaithful again, she'd leave him for good. Jessica then went to visit Corinne. Only Corinne wasn't there, but Peter was, and with another woman. Jessica was so angry that Peter was cheating on her daughter, she threatened to kill him. Corinne came home later and also found Peter with another woman. Upset, she checked into a motel, called Father Tim, and said she was going to kill herself. Father Tim rushed over and found Corinne wasn't going to kill herself, she only felt like killing herself. Actually, Peter was the one she really wanted to kill. And Peter, who was taking a shower after his busy day, much to his surprise, was, in fact, killed. Confused? You won't be after this week's episode of Soap. We begin this week's episode the morning after Bert was able and Mary was willing.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. It's really wonderful. It's just terrific. Oh, this is a day for pancakes. If ever there was a day for pancakes, this is it. Oh, am I happy? Am I happy? I did it. I did it. And very well, too, I might add. I don't know, I guess it's something you never really forget how to do. I know it's like riding a bike. I mean, you stay away from it for a few years, you get back on, you know how to ride. So I'm back on the bike path again. I'm back on the bike path again. Another friend is a friend. Life is really good. My sons are here, and Jody. Oh, Jody. Jody had a date with a girl last night and didn't come home. Oh, things are working out here.
Not one wink. I didn't sleep one wink. Come on, Bob, would you?
Well, you snore, they carry on. I'm up all night. Right now, I'm functioning solely on adrenaline.
Hey, you guys, hey, how about some pancakes this morning?
Hey, how about some quiet at night?
Well, Bob had trouble sleeping.
Yeah, I never heard anything like it. I thought they had the Ohio State marching band in there.
Funny, I didn't hear a thing.
I know your father's an idiot.
Shut up, Bob.
Oh, this is disgusting. There are other people here.
I thought I'd make pancakes this morning to kind of celebrate.
I'll help you.
Well, actually, pancakes aren't enough. It really should be something much bigger.
How about dig pancakes?
I got it. A party. A party. We'll throw a party. We'll have a party to celebrate.
To celebrate?
Yeah, last night.
Bert. You can't have a party for that.
Come on. Sure you can. We'll invite everybody we know.
Don't bother. Last night, half the town knew.
Hey, so, huh? How was it?
What?
I love this guy. He's out all night with a girl and he says to me, what? That's spectacular, right? Now you know why they write those songs.
Bert.
No. Come on. Admit it, huh? It's pretty great stuff.
Bert, you're embarrassing him.
I'm not embarrassing him, Mary. This is man talk.
Well, you're embarrassing me. It's rank.
Bert, I didn't do anything.
Oh. Sure. Listen, I gotta go. If we're gonna have a party, we gotta start inviting people. Listen, I'm gonna go by and I'll invite Peter in person, and then I'll go to the Tates. I'll even invite them. What the heck? Oh, it's terrific, Mary. It's so terrific. I feel like Paul Revere.
You can't tell people.
Well, Mary, if I don't tell them about the party, how are they gonna know to come?
No, I mean, you can't tell them the reason for the party.
Oh, I can't.
No.
How about I tell them it's a surprise party?
A surprise party?
Yeah. If they knew what it was for, boy, would they be surprised. See you, kids. Peter! Hey, Peter! Peter! Pete, it's me, Dad. Hey, I'm sorry to come barging in like this, but you didn't hear me knock, and I don't know, the door was open, so listen, I came here to invite you to a party tonight. Mary and I are going to have a little celebration. You know, it's not a birthday or anything like that. We're just celebrating, life, happiness, general joy, you know? Actually, it's not so general. We are celebrating something very specific, but we can't tell anybody about it. I really want you to be there. Around 8 o'clock and dress informal. And RSVP. Peter, can you hear me with the water running? Because if you can and you answered me, I can't hear you. I'm talking to water. Peter. Oh, my God. I can't get over it. I just can't get over it.
He looked so peaceful.
He was murdered.
I know.
It was my son.
I know. Darling, why don't you sit down? I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Who would do a thing like that?
Well, what I can't believe is that it happened in Connecticut. That's what I can't believe. I mean, this kind of thing happens in states like New Jersey or California or Chicago, but not in Connecticut.
Listen, everybody, why don't you help yourself to some food? Benson's got a whole mess of food in the dining room.
It is not a mess.
Who could eat at a time like this? Who could possibly eat?
I could. I'm famished.
It's okay to eat, dear. There's nothing wrong with eating.
Peter would want us to eat.
What are you talking about? Peter is dead. What does he care whether we eat or not?
What she means, Mr. Campbell, is that life goes on.
Is that a fact? Life goes on, Hal. What about Peter's life? That did not go on.
Bert.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I don't know what I'm saying. It's the grief.
Thank you for coming, Father. It was really very kind of you.
You're welcome, Mrs. Campbell. I've known you two family since childhood.
All right, so let's say it does happen in Connecticut, which is highly unusual. But then, I mean, you'd think it would happen in Hartford or New Haven or Stamford, but not Dunn's River.
Boy, your family really knows how to throw a party.
Bob, this is a very sad time.
Well, excuse me.
So it happens in Connecticut. And fantastically enough, it happens in Dunn's River. But to happen in your own family, I mean, somebody else's family maybe, but your own family.
We all have to go, Jessica. Sooner or later, we all have to go.
Yeah, and some not soon enough.
When I go, I want a big funeral with hundreds of people crying, you know, in television coverage, and flags at half-mast and the schools closed, and a riderless horse. Of course, I don't know how you go about getting that.
I want to be cremated.
You do?
Yes. They can't keep on burying people. Someday we're going to run out of land.
Oh, that would be terrible. Where would they put everyone?
Jessica, must we talk about this?
I know what they could do. They could make cemeteries like post office boxes. You know how they stack them one on top of the other? Only they would have to make them bigger to get the...
Jessica, couldn't we talk about something cheerful? I'm sure that Bert would like to hear some cheerful talk.
No, I wouldn't.
Chester, I mean, it's very important to discuss these things. It would be very helpful to me to know what you would like after you're gone, because, I mean, Chester, once you're gone, it's going to be too late for you to tell me.
I'm not going, Jessica.
I don't mean right at this moment.
Never.
What are you going to do instead?
I'll have them freeze me.
I'll just wrap him in tinfoil and put him in with the lamb chops.
No, Benson. They freeze people, and when they discover the cure for what killed them, they thaw them out and then bring them back.
And you're going to trust somebody to do that?
They're paid to do it.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if they don't do it? I mean, if I ever got the cure and saw you lying in the freezer, I'd say, eat your heart out.
How long have you been a rabbi?
Couple of days.
Congratulations.
Hey, I'm not really a rabbi.
You're not?
No. Tim, it's me, Danny. Yeah, you see, I'm running from the mob. They're trying to kill me.
Oh, of course.
I just wonder if there really is a life after death. And if there is, do you think everyone's invited?
Afternoon, Mrs. Tay.
Oh, hello, Officer Tinkler.
I'm Chief of Police Tinkler. May I come in?
I'm afraid this is a very bad time. There's been a death in the family.
Well, I know, Mrs. Tate. That's precisely why I'm here. Now, if you'll allow me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? I'm Chief of Police Tinkler. I'm here because there's been a murder.
Another one?
Huh? No, it's the same one. Now, I need to ask some questions, and I need to get some answers. Fact number one, there has been a murder.
No.
Yes, Peter Campbell was murdered.
My son, he was my son!
The son of Bert Campbell. Now, the following questions need to have some answers. How? When? Where? Why? And who? Except Nate and four W's. Number one, how? Well, according to the coroner's report, the victim was stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated, and bludgeoned. That's four S's and a B.
And still, he looks so peaceful.
All right, what can we assume from the fact that he was stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated, and bludgeoned?
That he didn't commit suicide.
Thank you. Well, we can assume that Peter Campbell either had many killers or he had one killer who really hated his guts. Now, the next question is when. When was he stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated, and bludgeoned? Now, from the coroner's report, I've been able to pinpoint the time of death precisely between midnight and 7 a.m. Where? In his bathroom. And why? Why was he stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated, and bludgeoned? Hmm?
Because somebody wanted him dead.
Right. Now, last but not least, the most important question of all.
Who did it?
Again, he's a smart little fella. All right, who was it that stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated, and, stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated, and, stabbed, shot, strangled, suffocated.
Bludgeoned.
Yeah, bludgeoned Peter Campbell right there in the privacy of his own bathroom. Hmm? Who? Would anyone here like to confess to the murder of Peter Campbell before I go on with the questionings? No? No? Just as I thought. Oh, that's fine. I love a tough case. But let me say this, just so you know who you're dealing with when you're dealing with Piece of Chief Tinkler.
Chief of Police Tinkler.
Right. I know. I repeat. I know where the murder of Peter Campbell is right now.
Babe, what's the matter with you, for God's sake? Go get him.
Just hold your water, Mr. Campbell. Hold your water. Mr. Tate, I'm going to have to ask the youngster to vacate the room.
Why?
Crime's an ugly business, son.
But that's not fair. Why can't I stay? This is violence you're discussing, not sex.
Police orders, son.
Billy,
what are you standing around for, you jerk? Go get him. He'll get away.
What do you mean? I was the one that just told him to leave the room.
The murderer.
The murderer's not going to get away, Mr. Campbell. Oh, no. You see, the murderer's right here.
Where?
In this room.
Chester.
What do you mean? He can't.
Quiet, everybody. You heard correct. Oh, you can believe your ears. Right here in this room is the murderer of Peter Campbell.
I'll kill you. Whoever you are, I'm going to kill you.
Please, would y'all just sit down. Sit down, please. Mrs. Tate, can I trouble you for a glass of milk?
Oh, yes. Benson, would you please get the sheriff a glass of milk?
And some cookies?
You have Oreos?
I can't wait to find out who did it. This is just like a movie of the week.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. What person in this room could possibly have killed Peter Campbell?
What person?
That's right, you idiot. What person?
You, for one.
And this is how we spend our tax dollars. What would my motive be?
Jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yes, Mr. Tate.
Of course, I knew it. I knew it was him. I've always hated him.
Now, where were you last night, Mr. Tate? Between the hours of midnight and 7.
He was at Peter's killing us.
I was asleep.
Can anyone vouch for that?
Of course. Jessica?
Well, I'd like to.
But can you?
I was asleep in another room.
Can anyone else vouch for you, Mr. Tate?
Well, I'm sorry, Chester.
Mr. Tate?
Benson knows that I was here. Sorry.
Mr. Tate is one of the suspects.
What would my reason be, you idiot? What possible motive could I have had for killing him, you bumbling twit?
Because he was having an affair with your wife. Mr. Tate is one of the suspects. The second suspect is Mrs. Tate.
Me?
Yes, you, Mrs. Tate. Because you were having an affair with Peter Campbell and he left you.
Of course, I knew it. Your sweet sister, a murderess.
Don't be silly. I couldn't murder anybody. I couldn't even spank the children when they were bad.
Well, can anyone vouch for your whereabouts last night between midnight and 7 a.m.?
I was asleep in the guest room.
Did anyone see you sleeping in the guest room?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Second suspect is Mrs. Tate. Now, moving on to the third suspect, Corinne.
Oh, come on.
How do you like that? Your niece killed my son.
Where were you last night between midnight and 7 a.m.?
None of your business.
Corinne, please answer his questions. After all, he is the piece of chalif.
Where were you?
I was at a motel.
Were you with anyone?
No.
No. But you went to the motel because earlier that evening, when you came home, you found Peter Campbell in bed with another woman.
Ah, who was the fourth suspect?
No, it's impossible for a blind woman to shoot with that kind of accuracy. All right, tallying up now. So far in this room, there are three suspects. And there are more.
Oh, please.
He's a suspect.
Why?
Well, for two reasons. Why, number one, because he's black.
That's fair.
The other reason is because he's the butler. And we all know that in many, many cases like this, the butler did it.
What?
Yeah. Where do you think they got that expression? I mean, you think they just dreamed it up? The butler did it? No, no. No, you're suspect number four.
Benson.
Yeah, thanks. Now for you.
Me?
Yes, you. Where were you last night?
In a hotel in Washington.
Was there anyone with you that could testify to that?
Yeah, no.
Suspect number five.
I was registered. I checked out this morning.
Well, that may be true. But nevertheless, you could have caught one of those shuttle flights at midnight, killed Peter, and flown back in plenty of time to check out. And that takes us to the major.
This is getting more and more ridiculous.
Well, we all know he has a gun.
Of course I carry a gun, Corporal. This is wartime.
Suspect number seven.
Carry on.
Oh, All right, summing up here, all the Tates are suspect.
Your family.
Now we come to the Campbells. Danny's a suspect.
He's not even here.
Exactly. He's disappeared. You think innocent people disappear? Plus, we all know about his connections with the underworld. You, too, are a suspect.
Well, I can't wait to hear why.
Because you're a homo.
That's almost as good as my reason.
Well, we all know that homos do strange things. That they're homos to begin with makes them a little strange. Anyway, you got an alibi for last night?
Yeah, he does. He does, and I can vouch for him. He was out last night with a girl. Huh? Oh. And he didn't come home. He did not come home, so not only did he not do it, what he did do disproves your whole gay idea. So he's not guilty, not gay.
Fine. You give me the name of the girl. I'll check it out.
I can't.
Jody, come on. What are you protecting? She's a nurse, for God's sakes. Everybody knows about nurses.
I didn't go out with her. I stood her up.
Ninth suspect.
You didn't take her out? I mean, after the shaving lotion, so, the advice, the whole thing?
Suspect number nine.
What is that? I don't understand you. I gave you all
the... He's the ninth suspect. Suspect number nine, okay? Huh? All right, now for you guys. Where were you last night between midnight and 7 a.m., huh?
I was with Bob here.
Yeah, he was. I can vouch for him.
All right. And I'll leave you off now. Wait a minute. Suspect number 10.
And 11?
And 11. All right, fellow. Oh, you're a priest. Well, that leaves you off the hook. Hey, you, a Jewish guy. Who are you?
I'm Rabbi Maccabee.
Oh. Well, what are you doing here? They're Episcopalian.
Well, I was passing by on the street and I heard grief. Jewish grief, Catholic grief, Protestant grief. It's all grief to me. I do some of my best work with grief.
Right.
I mean, you talk about grief.
Fine,
who knows
Rabbi.
More about grief? Yeah, okay, I can spot Rabbi. Grief a mile away.
Sit down. Boy, can they talk. Mrs. Campbell, now there's no reason in the world to suspect you. Therefore, I suspect you. Suspect number 12. All right. Moving right along to Mr. Campbell, the bereaved father, the least likely suspect of all.
Right.
Therefore, a suspect. All right, I advise all of you. No, I request all of you to remain in town. You're all suspect. You're all to remain here and available for questioning. You got that? Because sooner or later, one of you, I'm afraid, is going to be arrested for the murder of Peter Campbell. Have a nice day.
Who killed Peter Campbell? Jessica? Chester? Corinne? Eunice? The Major? Benson? Bert? Mary, Jody, Danny, Chuck, Bob. This question might be answered on next week's episode of Soap.